Martin Kilcoin and Charlie Marlowe debut next Monday at noon. Now, here's a classic segment of The Morning Grind featuring Martin on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
It's The Morning Grind, 590
The Fan. I'm taking these action shots because the cat hasn't experienced being photographed for InsideSTL yet.
It's a little uncomfortable, isn't it?
There's a picture with the... It is a little... You only have one picture up, and it couldn't be the most... It's the most unflattering picture.
You're a sports director that does... hours of television work a week,
that
and you're
a
uncomfortable in front of the camera? What?
Well, no, the photo
I've done
here.
Some modeling. I've done some modeling.
What have you done?
The still photo is different.
Garanimals line clothing when I was a child, I did some of that.
I'm in some pictures with my Uncle Carl in a Boy Scout outfit, but that's not really for a company.
Can I find those online?
Yeah, sure.
Tim's 29 today. What would be the
29 starting to get a little old, isn't it?
Yeah.
When did you start to feel?
Over.
Is it over?
Oh, when did I start to feel old? When I started getting up every day at 5:30. Sleeping all day, I was fine. Yeah, fresh as a daisy getting up at 11.
I haven't felt old yet.
Really?
I know I'm old because I don't like to go out and shoot it anymore, but I don't feel old. I feel like a kid.
What is this on our board? It says you pump asses need to get out by 7:35. What is a pump ass?
I believe it's supposed to be pimp, I'm
Martin.
Guessing.
No, more
punk.
I think Martin knows.
You pump ass. I'm like, I start feeling old when I pump ass.
We're playing Wheel of Fortune here with Chops.
Chops is writing us notes. Here, Chops, let me make you feel at home. That note is a real head scratcher. That from Chops's chat.
Or we'll let you feel like Producer Joe. We won't be reading it or paying attention to it.
Chops is in charge today running the show. He's trying to take firm control, I think, trying to show. Remember, he got Cusimano ran him out of here and... So now he's trying to reestablish himself as a guy who is tough behind the glass.
I'd love to have Chops and Producer Joe involved with the show.
Really?
That'd be fine. I mean, it's entertainment. I mean, then we could still hire a real producer.
Why don't we take the producer money and just divvy it up between the three of us?
Be fine with me. It wouldn't get us very far.
We need Joe on the show.
As a character, not as a producer.
Right. He'll play the producer and we'll get a real guy.
It'd be great to have a producer.
People Are Idiots Part 2000. Email yesterday at Fox 2.
Yes.
Why wasn't the Rams game televised this week? So this guy gets up on a Monday and he's still hot because he's like, I can't believe the game wasn't on. All these people are talking about the Titans and what happened at the end, and there was a lateral that wasn't. Why wasn't the game televised?
Maybe he's thinking of the Friday night Cardinals game.
Why wasn't the Rams game?
Maybe he got that mixed up.
Can you imagine?
Who's that? Do you have a name on it?
D. Riley.
Irish guy.
Why wasn't the Rams?
Nice take.
Rome thing there.
You got to be
kidding
me. Yeah,
you crushed up the paper. That's what you do.
Look, I don't want to get emails of how dumb this guy is. All right, we're not going to have that. I like when Rome does that.
No, I like he'll read.
You know he wants it.
He'll read them.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
The Mets aren't the only ones who suck. Monica Lewinsky, stop it! I'm not going to read any more of these. Stop doing it. Did you hear about the Philly talk show host Howard Eskin? I guess
who's a sports director at one of the TV stations in Philadelphia?
Really?
Did you not know that?
A sports director.
Whoa. Sports anchor.
Yeah, I want him. Well, I'm not sure he's been at all. But no, he's not like the sports.
But he's a TV guy.
He's like the weekend.
What does it matter?
Guy.
Okay, fine.
Well, I was just clarifying.
Isn't Katie Feltz running things over at Channel 5?
Rennie. That's Rennie.
Howard Eskin. So is he kind of a rabble rouser?
He's the king of.
Oh, is that right?
The king.
I think they call him the king.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm.
Does he do that?
Used to be a really big fat guy and lost a lot of weight and bought nice suits.
Really?
But he owns that.
Let's try that, Jim.
He is the guy there.
Eskin is awful boring, says Chops.
No, he's not. He's actually a pretty good guy.
If you're the in drive time in Philadelphia, my guess is you probably have an interesting show. What is it, WIP, I assume?
Yeah, WIP.
It's a very good sports talk radio station.
3 to 7 every day.
He's the guy, I don't know if you read about this a few years back, that was emailing, a listener or viewer was emailing back and forth. She was having marital problems, and he sent her flowers, and the husband found out.
God, why are the people in our industry such perverts?
And committed suicide, and Eskin was implicated by his email.
So what, he was trying to bang this girl, I guess? Obviously.
Not clear.
The cat gets very... Very legally.
Well, he says no. Just going by what I read.
What do you
think?
Easy
to say he was. I have no idea. He said he just felt bad for a woman going through a tough time and sent her flowers.
So when Tim Pickett kills himself in the next couple of days, am I going to be put on the
subpoena? I don't think you're that much of a threat.
Yeah, you're wrong. You'll
so
see about
Eskin,
that today.
He went on the air in Philly, and he basically said the Cardinals would rather play the Padres than the Phillies. So therefore, they're going to want to lose to Houston the next couple of nights to enhance Houston's chances of winning the wild card. A caller to the program accused Mr. Eskin of questioning the integrity of the game of baseball. I love those kind of calls. Probably a season ticket holder. Eskin didn't back down from his statement that the Cardinals don't want Houston to be they won't want Houston to win their series this week.
Because then that would
basically
increase the chances.
Basically saying they want the Padres, so they're going to lay down and die. Has he ever heard the name Tony La Russa? Yeah, the skipper. Why don't I ask him that today down at the ballpark? Hey, Tony, I didn't want to ask you this. The guys at the studio did. But apparently in Philly, they're saying you want to lose. That's crap.
But, I mean,
he'll break out one of those hard nine T-shirts. You got to read. You got
to
read.
Let's send a hard nine. Let's send a La Russa gift package to Howard Eskin.
So
he really believes
now,
this,
Let me ask, just being up? Yeah, I guess my follow-up question to that would be, if this really deserves a follow-up, is does he have a source on this, or is just him stirring the pot? I'm assuming it's pretty obvious.
No, he has a source. I'm sure Jockety called him and said, Howard, yeah, we're going to dump these games. Come on.
Are you serious?
Come on.
We're going to bang the games. What if Edmund's gone? That's fine. Let Houston win.
Do I have to show? Let's get Edmonds on the show today.
Why? What do you want?
Is Edmonds not going to come on the show anymore?
I don't know what the deal is.
Well, the cat has inside word.
Oh, he does?
He said he said the last one might be his last, but he won't do it during the playoffs.
He's been threatening this for months.
It sounds like a soupon. I might come on if I probably maybe have a chance.
He's going to come on for my birthday, I'm sure, to wish me happy birthday.
Have Chops call him now. Let's get him ready for the game. Let's get him ready. Get up.
The best might have been.
Series. Prove Eskin wrong. They're going to have like little Eskin poke in the clubhouse as motivation.
I guarantee you Roland knows who he is.
The Edmonds birthday. Remember, producer Joe got the giant cookie, which is a nice treat, but he put the ice on top of the cookie to keep it fresh.
And so Allison opens up the door, and there's just a big, smushy, mushy cookie on the
front door.
Do you
think one of Frank's problems with Chops is that he puts callers on, but he doesn't say the context or the issues they want to
discuss? Or he spells it wrong?
Neighbor.
Yeah.
N-E-I-H.
Don't bother spelling. Just tell us what it's about so we know if we want to go to the call, Chops.
That's kind of how it works right now.
Neighbor John, I think, is a guy that I know.
This is Martin's neighbor.
Yeah, he's good people. I'll take
Martin's boy. That's what it says. Okay.
Morning,
neighbor John. You're on 590 The Fan.
Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
Hi, neighbor John.
Tim, happy birthday, brother.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I'm calling. I don't get a chance to listen to you guys all the time.
No, lucky good for you.
Jinx.
but I enjoy your banter and. And I do miss it when I don't get a chance. I just wanted to call. Tim, I didn't know if you had a chance to talk about the letter I sent Mark Lamping.
Yes, I have not had a chance to talk about that. I was going through my email the other day, and I saw that I still have it.
Okay. I didn't know if you want to set it up for another day or what, but you make the call.
All right. Fair enough. Show what, suggestion. Maybe Neighbor John wants to produce the program.
What's going on?
No. Back in the spring.
Is this rude?
I'll try to shorten it as much as I can.
Too late.
back in the spring, my oldest daughter, Stephanie, whom Tim went to school together at St. Gabe's.
I did.
And we...
Let's get her on to find out what he was like. That's the move.
Get her on.
Neighbor John, have her call in because we want to find out what he was like.
Well...
I was a swordsman in grade school.
Yes. Well, he was a
hello.
He was a dancer and a partier, and we partied a few times on Walsh.
John, in 30 seconds or less, tell us this Lamping story and how it involves Tim, or how it's interesting.
So it actually is a very good story.
Okay,
it's Steph and I got up. We every year we got up and got in line to get opening day and last game tickets, and we would get down at 6 in the morning, yada yada, and then this past year.
And I think Nick Smith said the right thing. When
we're with you, John.
Oh, okay.
Just Digger Phelps. Just don't mind him.
All right, so you're going, let me guess, you're trying to buy tickets, you don't get to wait outside anymore, you went online on the computer and it's a fiasco.
No, we got up, when we found out, we went to Schnucks over on Arsenal, and we got there at 5:30. We were
produce.
In the 18th in line, we got shut out. 8:15, they were sold out. I was severely pissed. So I put the letter together, and I sent it to Josie down at the Cardinal ticket office, and then I sent it to the post.
Is it like a
sent it to you guys.
Is it a guy named Joe? Was it a guy named Joe that they called Josie, like in the hockey guys?
No, it's Joe Mullen. Josie Arnold. She's a ticket director.
When you say good morning, neighbor John, how are you? Do you need like 30 minutes to get away from him?
Oh.
This is a good story, although I'm playing this.
I'm fine. I had a boil on my toe. And my doctor's Ned, and Ned said we're going to get it looked. No, I'm kidding. Just go on. Get to the story.
So you wrote the Cardinals, and then Tim has a copy of this letter?
Yes. At any rate.
But, yeah.
I sent a copy to Mark Lamping, and it was about a week to 10 days later, I get an email back from him. And I'm thinking, what the hell? So he said, I read your letter. It was compelling. We need to talk. I'm in spring training. He gave my number. He gave me his number. He said, if you don't reach me, leave a voicemail with your number, and I will call you back. And I thought, right, okay. Okay, a little PR. So I did.
Lamping's Puerto Rican?
Yeah. I left a voicemail. And
VM.
If he plays and lets those kids just turn it loose and they start running in
the air. Just battle through it, John. Okay. Just battle through it.
This is like doing the entertainment report. You got to hang in there.
Okay, I know how you guys feel with the something in your ear, Marty, on the TV station. So
Marty has something in his ear about three nights a week.
No, usually they say, but you know who's in my ear? It says, and we wrap.
Oh.
That's what they say in my ear. Wrap it up. That's what the producer say. Wrap it up.
So you're telling me to wrap it up.
I'm just being a producer in your ear.
At any rate.
I feel like I'm watching the movie Ishtar.
About 3 hours later, about 2 o'clock that same day, somebody in the office said, you got a phone call. I said, this is John. He said, hi, John, this is Mark Lamping. And I'm thinking, right, okay, which one of my buddies are pranking me? They're setting
me
up.
I call people as Mark Sauer.
I'm sorry?
Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
So we talked. We talked about 20 minutes, and it was like sitting down in a bar talking to a guy. I mean, he was very personable. He explained the ticket policy, and it made sense. So he said, how would you like tickets to opening day? And I said, I didn't do this to pimp you.
It's amazing how.
And he said, I know you didn't. And again, I asked, how would you like tickets to opening day? And I said, my God, I'd love them. He said, now, these you're going to have to pay for them. And I said, I wasn't expecting freebies. And he said, they're not going to be the best seats in the ballpark. And I said, I'd sit on a flagpole to be there for opening day.
Martin does that, too.
Tim.
Oh, wow. Yow, Tim. All right.
Martin's flagpole's usually from Asia.
Yow.
Ooh.
Yow is the older version of bazing, by the way.
Oh.
If you're going through the line. So, okay, so.
Martin prefers watching a game while sitting on a flagpole. Actually, he has a flagpole in his
Sibian horse.
So. I said, now...
I've been writing all this down, John. I got to be honest, I'm not sure what's happened or what's happening.
All right, let me give you a recap, okay? He had a problem getting tickets. Mark Lamping cared enough to actually follow up. Not only called back, which was pleasant enough, but also offered up opening day tickets.
And tickets to the last game.
And it gets better. He said you need two tickets. I said, no, it's been a family affair. I really need four. He said, okay. Four.
Now you're pimping them.
No.
Well, he's selling the other
two. And then I said, Mark... I'm going to really sound like I'm pimping. Yeah, I'd rather have them for the last game instead of opening game because I went to the last game in the old Sportsman's Park.
So he gave you tickets to the last game, which is this Sunday.
Yeah, I got them for both games.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
So Mark Lamping comes through.
Yep. And I about choked up over the phone. I was so touched by it. I mean,
Martin's choked up three nights a week.
Yeah, I know. That's that flagpole.
Yo!
Deal, right?
Yow!
But that's the story. And
Lamping's a good guy. He is a good guy.
That's a story that illustrates the fact that he is good people.
Yep.
And I always kind of felt that, but a story like that confirms it. Thank you, neighbor John.
Enjoy
the game on Sunday.
And enjoy it. Yes, I'll be there. You. We'll be tailgating very early.
Have a cocktail for us.
Is there a lot of baseball tailgating?
Have one for each of you guys.
Sounds
good. All right, thank you, neighbor John.
What a wordsmith.
Off the chart.
You
know what I'm saying?
I thought when you recapped you were going to get diggered.
When you go, hey, morning, neighbor John, how are you? One of those neighbors that you just being polite.
Did I mention that I don't talk to any of my neighbors?
Neither do I, unless they put gargoyles
in front
of my
house. I'm going to have to keep doing this show so I can keep leaving at 6
Tim, I thought some tail showed up for your birthday, but then she walked past.
Yeah, that was about a 70-year-old balding woman.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Mark Lamping hooked up neighbor John with tickets. There you have it. This is.
Can you guys hook me up with something for my birthday? Get me some tail in here or some strippers,
someone
please. Honestly,
we were thoughtless.
Because I'm in the gutters of depression right now. Both me and my wife are with what's going on with
and who they're married to.
Our lives. That probably has something to do with it. We need strippers.
We need something for Tim. Honestly, I try to be nice to everybody.
That woman really might be here for the show, but she is 70.
I forgot to get Tim something.
She looks like she might play a little softball.
Maybe she wrote a letter to Mark Lamping.
Get her on.
I'll get you tickets to opening day. Well, actually, I'd prefer the last game. Listen, you ingrate, you ain't getting nothing now.
Also got problems with the transmission.
Could really use a ceiling fan in the living room, too.
All right, who am I now?
Is that Chops?
Boy, I don't miss that. Joe. It's a great gift.
It's the Morning Grind, 590 The Fan. Bird dropping, Cardinal baseball. It was not a clinch, by the way. Or was it a clinch?
I have no idea.
Got to be zero, apparently. Let's just stick with that next. Let's not go through this next year. We went through it last year, this year.
It's too late. We're going through it.
Basically, they have clinched no worse than a tie with the Astros. Then they win the tiebreaker because of the season series. So they cannot miss out on the postseason. The problem is in 01, remember the Cardinals kind of complained because they lost 2 out of 3 to Houston the final weekend here at home, Jeff Tabaka.
Tabaka Road.
And then they said, well, we tied for the division. Houston won the head-to-head. But the Cardinals got a certificate that said co-champions, and it's still in the Cardinal offices. So in theory, Houston could get that again if you lost every single game.
So they're playing for the certificate.
That's all it says.
The skipper, this was... is from last night. This isn't last year's. Last year was more outrage. Last night it was just more clarifying.
Magic number has got to be 0 to celebrate. It's 1, right? It is 1. Trust me, it's 1.
But then again, he was willing to celebrate on Wednesday if they beat the Pirates.
But as I understand it, he left it up to the players on both occasions, and it's the decision of the players. So everyone saying this is what Tony wants isn't necessarily accurate.
So what do you think we should do with magic number?
Yes.
I don't want to celebrate.
Hector Luna, what do you want to do with the Met? I mean,
we didn't clinch yet.
Sucks.
Bang the celebration. Just forget it. So the Cards will clinch today, I guess, if Morris
Did you see this? This is
kind of
nice to watch up there. Yadier making an effort in the driving rain to catch the final out.
Just the strangest ending to a possible clincher. Pouring rain.
Really,
I thought
weird.
Somebody was going to get hurt.
Yeah.
I'm like, Tony loves to put the scrubs in. I'm like, if you're ever you're going to do it now.
Yeah.
It's pouring rain in the bottom of the ninth. It's 6-1.
And a grounder to Eckstein, he was like he was gobbled up in quicksand.
I seriously thought, of all the postseason injuries, the tarp, the knife,
quicksand.
I'm like, take these guys out. Just take them out. They finally banged the game at like midnight or something.
Bang the game.
They never made him go back.
I was waiting under the possibility that maybe they would change their mind, they'd get the final out, and then they'd pop the champagne. Didn't happen.
How about our guy, Supon, comes on the show. What does
he
do?
And has another nice outing.
Goes out there.
That's what this show does for you.
Bring the guy back. He's got an option for like $4 million. Nowadays, that's like
I think they're going to bring him back.
You have to.
It's a no-brainer, Nelly.
You have to. Just do it.
It's Exit Poll Friday, Martin. Did you know that?
Yeah, let's get back to the...
Who's that brought to you by? Me.
You said you're going to sponsor this
thing.
I'm going
to do it. I'm going to drop the $15.
Good for you.
Or whatever the sponsorship costs, and I'm going to sponsor.
All right, it's the Cats Exit Poll. Your chance to weigh in on the show. Stephanie, you're on with Jim Hayes.
Mm. Hi, Steph.
Hi, Martin. Hi, guys.
Ooh, I said hi, and you said hi to Martin.
What's going on with you?
Steph.
What, are you into Martin or something?
Yeah.
What?
Have we ever met?
No, I've never met. I've called in before, but I've never met any of you guys.
So what's your story?
What are you, I don't understand this. Who are you most into, me or Martin?
How
or the
old
cat
are you, 50?
Or Stedman?
Yeah.
I have a huge crush on Martin.
Oh, this sucks. Get her off.
How old
Pot
are
her
you?
Her down.
I'm 24.
24?
Wow, this really sucks.
Come by the window on Webster.
Are you the tall one?
I'm not really tall now.
Oh, crap, I have nothing now.
Steph, this isn't part of the poll necessarily, but what intrigues you about Martin?
Is it the racism?
Is it the homosexuality?
Hello. I don't know. I just think he's really cute.
Is it the money?
Maybe.
There it is. Finally.
There's the play.
You know what? Martin is cute.
I got to be honest. I thought it was chicken legs. I thought it was Rudy Stephanie at first. And I thought, I don't want to get in the middle of that bond.
Steph, how about Martin gives you the poll since you're all over him?
Yeah, how about Martin gives you the poll?
Okay.
Here you go, Steph. Here comes the poll. What's the question? Who are you rooting for, Rams or Cardinals on Sunday?
The Cardinals.
Why?
Because I don't like the Rams.
All right. Are you a Warner fan?
Yeah, what's going on with you?
That's 1A, 1B.
I'm actually an Eagle fan. So.
Are you from Philadelphia?
I went to college there, yeah.
Where'd you go, Temple?
Yeah.
Look at me. See, yeah, look at the
Jewish, oh, a Jewish woman.
Is Temple a Jewish school?
Yeah. Is Temple. It? It's Temple. You go to Temple.
Oh, I see.
Is it really?
Yeah, you got to have a yarmulke on, even the women.
Because it's Temple. He's doing a sports director humor over there.
No comment.
Cat, what else? I don't know what.
Hey,
the
Stephanie,
what are
you? Hold on. I need to know what she looks. What do you look like?
Blonde hair, green eyes.
Butt tan.
Not real dark, but tan.
Get an email. Why don't you email Joe a photo there?
Yeah, if you could. And
look at Martin. Now all of a sudden, Martin turns into the dirty perp.
So, could I get your height and weight?
Want to know who likes me?
Could I get your height and weight, please?
Average and average.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we got the picture. Tim's going to kill
little,
you.
A little overweight. That's fine. That's
Jimmy,
fine.
What are the rest of the questions? I don't even.
I'll
know
set you up
are.
With a trainer. It'll be
when,
fine.
When Mark McGuire's announced at Bush, how will you respond?
I'm not going to boo, but I'm not going to applaud either. So,
why? Why?
Because she'll be busy making out with Martin in the third stall.
Hold on, let me finish these nachos first. These are quite tasty. I don't like when they get soggy.
I mean, I don't like the guy, but I don't really feel right booing that day either. So.
More of a Phillies fan.
Say you had a choice between hooking up with So Taguchi and Mark McGuire. Who would you do?
So.
That's hot.
Anti-McGuire?
All right, how about this one? Lisa Leslie. Would you?
Yeah.
No!
Whoa.
I'll be right back. What,
I mean, I've kissed a girl, but...
Let's talk about that.
What about if Martin dressed up in, you know, high heels and an evening gown?
Oh, that'd be hot, yeah.
Really?
No. I got more of hot. Like a Cheryl Swoops thing going when I put on my WNBA
jersey. Now you're more Rebecca Lobo. Yeah. Also a horse-like character.
Well, hopefully this will work out for you, and you get something done in that dabbling direction.
Yeah, how did you wind up kissing a girl? Was this just like, oh, I'm going to do this on the dance floor to catch guys' attention, or were you really, like, into it?
Well, it was a friend of mine, and, yeah, we were at a club, you know, dancing, and we were just really drunk, and we just started kind of kissing.
Nice. What club was it?
It was on the Landing. It's been a while ago. I don't think it's there anymore.
Okay, we get the picture.
What the hell? Why are you interrupting this?
No, I understand where... I think I now have placed her in my bin of stereotypes. Thank you.
What is the stereotype?
Well, the Landing is a pretty good one, isn't it?
What do you mean by that?
What are the hangouts then? What do you like, the Rum Jungle or something?
I think it might have been Bar.
Daiquiri Dan's?
I don't know. Where are you from, Stephanie? I need to pigeonhole you.
I'm from Illinois.
Yeah, about right. Granite
That's
City,
what
Belleville.
I said. I already got the picture.
Granite
what are you
City,
interrupting
Belleville?
Her for?
I have no problem with people from Illinois. I'll just let you know.
Granite City, Belleville, what do you got going?
Martin's trying to work the angles here.
Actually, Columbia.
Oh, wow. Small town girl experimenting with women. How do you do? I like that. You're about a contract away from being a Vivid girl.
Steph, what should Britney Spears have named her new baby boy? Martin.
Something that just screams white trash, like maybe Rodney.
Would you hook up with Britney Spears?
Back in the day, yeah. Definitely.
I think she's going to work that weight off. That's her career on the line, don't you think?
I would think so. I'd still do it. I don't care.
Best thing to eat at 2 a.m. after a night out. Huh?
Jack in the Box.
J-O-B, you and producer Joe ought to hook up.
Nah.
How about that? I like that. Too effeminate?
Have you seen any J-Po's pictures online, Stephanie?
Yeah.
Not your kind of guy, huh?
Not really. I mean, I'm sure he's really nice.
Not necessarily.
He is very nice. Kind of is very nice.
He's handy. He's a little buddy.
Will you be betting on any football this weekend, Stephanie?
No.
All right, Stephanie, we'll be in
Don't
touch.
Be a stranger. Send in a picture
so
I can
put her on hold. Let her talk to Joey.
Thanks for making Tim feel
Get some info
tingly.
There.
Terrible. She's not into me, and she's 24.
And she hates Joe.
She doesn't like Joe either.
That's the move. All right, it is the... Exit poll brought to you by
me,
the cat.
Cat's doing it now.
Brought to you by the cat. And don't
what
forget, 9 o'clock.
Bucks, I'm in.
Five.
Huge surprise guest, according to producer.
We don't
Joe,
know who it is.
I believe he's oversold it, though. Hey, guys, we need to wrap, but remember at 9, we've got the big, big, big guest.
Who could he get? He hasn't gotten us anything in a year, so why would he all of a sudden get something?
I think you're going to be really impressed.
Who do you think it is? Is it somebody like from Atlanta or something? That's the only thing I can think of.
I'm thinking someone like Turley who's been on in the past we haven't heard
That's
from.
That's what
him.
I'm
and
thinking.
He'll think it, but it's not going to be over the top.
But it's not a St. Louis guy.
It's not going to be like Bob De Niro.
Oh, I know what it is. I think it's going to be Brooks Parion.
Cross promotion.
Yeah, a little cross promotion. Welcome aboard. His partner anyway. Joe, I think it's Brooks Parion.
Thing is, Joe, about like Georgia Tech. I mean, Tech hasn't had a good running game. It's been like, you know, 14 years since Tech. But however, I think, you know, Wake Forest. Looking at the numbers, Joe.
That's tonight, the College Football Blitz. Joe and Brooksy.
Hey, there's more Tail that just called in. Tail, call in.
More Tail. Joe with a hard rap over there.
I bet this Andrea girl's into me. We'll find out in the next segment.
Or Reggie. It is the exit poll. I can't do it. It's the exit poll brought to you by the Cat. Cat's building homes these days. This is 590 The Fan.
You're listening to classic audio from The Morning Grind featuring Martin Kilcoyne. He and Charlie Marlowe debut next Monday at noon on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.